welcome to this episode of PSMCOR, Changing Our Reality. It's been a break in between episodes because I want to it's intentional to hope in the fullness of the fruit. So in that I mean that the totality of the vision and the view is being formulated to some that are following. You know, the space is to give time for you to go back and see some other things. Because in this process of changing our realities, you know, let's establish something real quick. The way you see your life and you see your world is real. It's not an hallucination, it's not your imagination, it's real. And because you see it and you accept it, and you approach it as such, it's reality, it's real to you. And that's what I call it in this term of reality. It's real in the TY, it's to you. So as long as you see it that way, you've been evaluating, you've been trying to figure out a way to overcome the obstacles and the challenges that are, and we'll use a word that the public itself is getting so prone to saying and utilizing, the challenges and the confusion, turmoil that it's causing, they are all supposed to happen, if we would say it that way. But the term I would put it behind, let's say, is the challenges are manifest. That's the word I'm looking for. Manifest in front of you, so they're real. You did not put them there. If you hear what I'm saying, you did not put them there. But the challenges to you, they are. Changing our reality is to address and confront that obstacle, that challenge, that trial, or whatever is in front of you. To challenge it for what it is. It's real. And by taking it as it is in reality, because that's where you're living, you find all the cons, if you will, that are against you. The things that are contrary to your newfound projection or your new path that you're on. To find your way around the challenges and the things that have manifested themselves in front of you. Again, they're not yours, but they're there and you see them. You understand and you see them because of what you have been taught. Doctrine, the way life has brought you up, or whatever. So you assumed the responsibility of those challenges to some extent, and those obstacles to some extent, because of the path and the road that you're on. But remember, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So if you're on that road, it's not time to change the road. It's now time to utilize your newfound hope, whether it's from, and watch how I use this, whether it's from years ago or it's from yesterday, it's your newfound hope, because in it now you can see that just as well as others have manifested and implanted through their teachings or through their belief systems or whatever they passed on to you, or again, whatever you picked up along the way, it's become real in front of you, so you have to take care of that. But how do you remove that thing? It's follow a different teacher. And you follow one that God has led you to. And this is important. When I say God and PSMCOR, changing our reality, I'm not assuming. I'm knowing that you're already at a spot in your walk with God that you understand what I'm saying. If not, pray and ask God to open your heart and your mind to move forward. Because the things that manifest themselves in our lives will always be the things that we see because others have put them in front of us. You know what I'm saying? Because others, you good, bro. Others have put them in front of us. And if others have put them in front of us, we must all remember they put them there. They're not yours. They told you about them, so you see them now. They've explained them to you, so they've become real to you now. The same way they responded to these things, you've learned through learned behavior to respond the exact same way because they now manifest themselves. But more importantly, you can see them. You can see the challenge. You can see it. So in your reality, whatever you've done up to this point that have not worked, try a new way of thinking that you've already been introduced to. Throughout your life, the experience that you've had, good, bad, or however you deem them, there were lessons in there for the challenges that were ahead of you. We judge them in the way we felt them, as in feel good or agreeable or disagreeable. However we judge them in our own understanding. We did not judge them according to what they meant. So some experiences in life that would have helped in our deciphering or navigating around these challenges or through them or overcoming them, whatever they may find themselves to be in your life, but we find ourselves, it was in those circumstances in the past that the keys, now remember, the key opens a door, but the key is also a map. There are other things that a key engages and unlocks. So remember, the key to this challenge was already in motion in your life. So maybe it's time that each and every one of us look back into the, and I call it the trash heap or the trash bag or the bag of our life, and you look at it, and everything in there is what your faith has been thus far concentrated into. And some may ask, well, I don't like to look back into the things of my life that caused me certain things, but watch me. Faith is the substance, or faith is the complexion. Faith is something tangible. Excuse me. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Everything that you put together. Excuse me one more time. Everything that you calculated, everything that you orchestrated, everything that you assumed, everything that you concluded created that substance. Hoped for. And in that creation of your own, that invisible creation, that, should we say, your intellectual property or inspiration, whatever it was, it put something together. And whether or not that something takes you or took you or leads you out of where that you ever you are, it's up to you. But if you know that that aspect of your life, you see what I'm getting at? The aspect of your life that built you to this point that we're discussing, that we're listening, that we're engaging. Look back into that sack of stuff in life and find what the negative was trying to hide. Find what the deceiver was trying to deceive you out of getting, receiving, gathering at that time. So you may have to probe back into the intellect or into your spiritual or into your heart's man or whatever you want to call it, the recesses of your soul, and let one part of you go free. You let a part of you go free because the tools to manifest what it is that you need to do to get through it are in your life already, or the experiences of those around you, and in the fact that they would have shared them with you, and you could see, if you take time to look it over, instead of with your natural eye, allow your mind's eye and For those who understand, you understand. Allow it to seep in and listen. Remember, listen. Whatever lesson there was, it's not a submission lesson, for God has brought you to this place. It's a lesson of moving forward. It's a lesson of going forward. It's a lesson of conquering, for you are more than conquerors, but only through Him. So whatever you find to guide you through this challenge, or whatever, they call them generational curses, they call them the curse of the father, and we can talk about that later because some of it is so off, it's out of this world. But for the most part, you can find your way to your next move, and the same is utilized throughout your life. Be it unto you as you believe. What is manifest? It's the pieces of the puzzles in your life that you've learned and I've organized, and now you can see the completion thereof. That's what's manifest. What's manifest is the doubt. What's manifest is the fear. What's manifest is the discouragements, the letdowns, the impossibilities. Now, everything I'm giving to you is as a man would give them, but as this world would give them. And for those who are listening, again, you know what I mean. I'm just talking of a different mindset, and changing our reality is always spiritually opening your eyes through knowing that we all know in part, and that the view that you're seeing can be changed by the transformation of your mind. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You need to prove that. You need to know that. So when you feel that change, or you recognize that change, just know that He's doing something in your life. And it is at that point, excuse me, it is at that point that you will have established another pillar, another tool, another arrow in your quiver, another tool in your belt to handle your enemy. For we are not ignorant to the devil nor his devices. You recognize him by engaging him. Not seeking, but by engaging. And it is at that point that some struggles that you've possibly had will be at least overcome or overtaken, you know, subdued or whatever in the brain, in the mindset. Because once the battle is won there, the guide then becomes the truth. Because you've faced reality, you see, you've faced it. And you shall know the truth. And only in reality is the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The truth will force you to break free. It will open the door, and it will make a way, and it will do so much for you. And in the truth. So if the storms, if the waves of life have caught you, and you find yourself in a place where it seems as only you recognize, wait upon the Lord, and He will renew your strength. Just continue to wait. PSMCOR, changing our reality. If there are topics, subjects, problems, discussions, please, I see a lot of you out there. Reach out. And let's hit some of this head on, because
Faith comes by hearing, a discussion. We hope you examine the things that God has put in your path, just as he did with so many others. Be blessed, and remember, you are a conqueror.